This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
No, I would want to be in Grandy's spot right now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's time for the crossover.
The fellas.
Evan in for Steiny with Goo, Mark Willard, Mark Grandy, the Marks in the house. What's up, guys?
My man.
Happy Friday. It's a great Friday.
It is.
It's finally
got
sunny.
A big series, baby.
It was cold as hell yesterday.
You've been on the weather all week.
Yes,
Where were you?
Dude,
it was hot in the Yune, baby. Yeah,
where was it cold? You mean the, in
like
the
right
city?
Like right outside this building. Yeah, it was windy. It was cold.
That's just the city for you.
I didn't come into the city yesterday, so yeah.
Oh, well.
Yesterday was.
Oh, we missed you.
I know. Yeah. Thank you both for
hold it down.
Yeah, doing what you
got
do.
It.
But yeah, it's nice. It's nice today. It's nice.
You know, it
bridge
is
under a little fog, but
look at you.
Yeah, that's my report.
Can you guys help me? And Willard, this will be one of these. Guru, let me tell you what you're trying to say. I know what I'm trying to say. We were just talking about the organic aspect to a face of a franchise.
Organic aspect.
I looked at the Giants that Sunday that we talked about last time you were here when Devers, he got announced, the trade came out of nowhere. So naturally, there was no Will Clark, no Buster. They were starving. So we were just having a conversation today with the fans, and I told E, I think, not he wants, but to me, Devers is the face. It's Logan Webb, but outside of a pitcher. Everyday guy that you went and got that bat, that guy that's accomplished, I just really think Grandy, Evan, and Willard, that Devers is the face of the Giants. And he had some good points, Evan, like he doesn't want to do it. Like, is there a chore to that?
Well, I like with all things, right? It probably depends on how you define it. When I hear you say, for instance, he probably doesn't want that, I think what he doesn't want as a role is clubhouse leader. But I think that's different than face of the franchise. Face of the franchise is kind of like, the way I look at it at least, is when the lineup is moving through, and you're like, where's that guy?
No doubt.
We got to know where that guy is.
Rafi meets that criteria to me.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about this a little bit today because this fan base, and we actually have a metric that will be the starting point of the conversation. This fan base, at no fault of their own, they do not know this guy yet. This man is one of the biggest, baddest hitters on the planet. We haven't gotten to see it yet. It's new, it's early.
That's exciting, our life.
He's transitioning. He's also hurt. I mean, Fleming was on with the Joes the other day. It doesn't matter about excuses or whatever. Like, we're just
But he's started. A bad dude.
This man over the next 7 years is going to show people this is one of the biggest, baddest dudes on planet baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I'd certainly hope so. That's what they paid him for. But, you know, the part about him being hurt,
man.
I guess I'm not giving him as much of a pass for that just because he was still hitting the hell out of the baseball in Boston and he was hurt. So,
well, he said the back thing didn't start till after he got here.
Yeah, but I think Devers, in his own words, told Slusser the other day that it's really just about his mobility. Like, that's no more first to thirds. Like, what Rafi Devers needs to be on is the Benji Molina track. Station to station. We do not need you going second to home.
Too many Giants have been on that track the last few years.
Well, that's
true. Too many Giants.
Station to station.
I'm kind of done with the Benji track, but I like it. It was funny.
No, it was great. It was doubles alley. That's what Benji Molina made. And right now, that's where Devers is at. But no, I think it's a massive weekend for him, because I think that all the concerns and kind of the questions about when will he hit, what will he do, there's no better stage than to, I don't know, have a 5-for-13 series. Get a couple of extra base hits, help your team beat their rival, and try and win a series against a team that's been absolutely reeling lately.
But to your point, Goo, and to your point, Willard, if you were to pull Giants fans right now, who is the face of the franchise? I don't think Devers reaches like the top three.
Wow.
And part of it is because he's so new, but also he's hitting .225 as a Giant so far. But like, when he's going, like that feeling will change immediately. He just hasn't gotten going.
Because it really is Logan Webb. I get that. Well, but every
it's hard
day
to have
player,
a pitcher be the face of the franchise.
No, you're
Paul
like
Skenes.
Me. Yeah. No, he's not.
Who is?
Yes, he is.
Who's the face of the Pirates?
O'Neill Cruz.
Tarik Skubal's the
Nettie,
face of the Tigers.
The worst owner in national sport. Skenes is out of there. Trade him now.
Yeah, he's going to be out of there.
Yeah, okay.
But he's also the only Pirate most people have even heard of.
O'Neill Cruz.
He'll be in the Derby.
In the Derby.
I hear you.
Go win the
Not
Derby.
The smartest guy, but yeah.
Anyway. The Giants.
There was 104.
For those of you old enough to remember the Brady Bunch, when the show would start. Do you remember? Yeah, no. See, Grandy's doing it. When all the faces are looking at each other, right? They're all looking down, right?
Yeah.
The grid. That's kind of the face of the Giants.
That's great, man.
Adames is the face of the clubhouse. Chapman's the face of the defense. Jungwoo Lee's the face of the stands.
Yeah.
And
dude, that's good stuff.
And Rafi Devers is the face of the lineup. So, I mean, it's still developing.
Yeah, I got you.
But I hear where you're coming from. Yeah, Rafi Devers is the dude.
And Evan made a point, an astute point. You tell me if you guys agree. Who was the face when they were winning the chips? I always thought it was Buster and company.
It was Buster.
Yeah, I mean, but obviously I think the face of like the last championship is Bumgarner, because he's the lasting image.
That was incredible.
From that World Series.
Yeah.
So, but no, you're right. Yeah. Like if you say, who do you associate with the Dynasty and the Giants? Like it's Buster Posey. For sure.
Yeah. You win a ring, you get a hug.
But what you mentioned, the sheriff of the clubhouse, that's a different role.
Different role.
Than the face.
And Devers definitely doesn't want that. At least it doesn't seem like it.
I don't think the Giants want him to
no.
want that.
No.
They've got some guys who are really good at that. Webb is great at that. Adames is great at that. Chapman is great at that.
I got to give Adames credit.
It's a big
man.
Part of why they signed him.
Yeah. I'm telling you, nobody asked, but I'm the fraud police, and I could sniff one out in a second, a fake, a phony. And when Adames was struggling, he was happy for your guys' success so much to where I felt like I needed a shower. Cause I go, Evan, is this real? Or is he trying
dumping
to fool
the Gatorade
us?
On people?
No. And then when he's a good dude, man. I'm rooting. Like, that's a real one. You know how they say it, the grand, that's a real one. He truly was happy for his teammates' success. And then when he has it, I'm like, you're almost happier for him.
Hitting the ball now,
that's
too.
All, man.
300 over the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, that's why it has nothing to do with his batting average or his OPS, but in a way, that's why, like, I haven't really been worried about Adames. I mean, he's stunk at the plate for most of the season, but, like, he doesn't look worried. And I don't know if people feel like that's a problem, but for me, that kind of calms my concerns. He seems to be the same guy day in and day out. And oh, by the way, he's also played the most games of anybody in baseball this year.
And he's heating up, as Grandy said.
Yeah, I like every time we have the who are you concerned about conversation, to me, it's Jungwoo Lee.
They were doing them in the morning, Jasky and Spadoni.
I don't know yet if Jungwoo Lee is a high-level Major League Baseball player.
When are you going to find out, or how long are you leaving that open?
He hasn't even played one full season yet. Has he? How many games did he get in last year?
Man.
Like 30.
So that's too early. That's too early to make up your mind about a player, good or bad. I don't worry about Adames and Devers.
They got track records.
You're not worried about Bailey?
Turn over their baseball card. I'm worried about Bailey, but I Bailey might be who Bailey is. Like, Bailey's a really good catcher, and you're going to have to figure out whether or not it's enough to balance out what he's not at the plate.
The contract also is a big part of the worry. Like, Jung-Hoo Lee's making a ton of money for a number of years.
Yeah.
Patrick Bailey's, what is he making?
Nothing.
Yeah. So yeah.
Doesn't Jung-Hoo Lee even opt out, though?
But it's not for another couple years.
Two more years after this one, I think.
I mean, for me, I realize Jung-Hoo Lee hasn't been good, but like Patrick Bailey's, and he's got as many home runs inside the park as he does outside of the park.
That's right.
And
wow,
you just like, he has the profile of a backup catcher right now, but he's your starter.
He will throw your ass out though.
Yeah, he's making $780,000, and then next year he's ARB1. And then he's ARB2, and then he's ARB3, and then he's ARB4.
Damn.
He's cheap through the rest of the decade.
He's cheap, but he's not very good.
Just throwing that out there. But he is very good.
With the bat. He's not very good with the bat. Exactly.
No, he's not.
Because he's stellar with the defense.
But you also don't need your catcher to be great with the bat. I would like north of 200.
I would like him to hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, on Sunday, it's day one of the MLB draft. And I think they might draft a catcher or two.
What do they pick?
At some point.
What did the Giants pick?
I don't know. Top 15?
Middle of the pack.
We'll be locked in.
So do the Giants, you're going to laugh. Do they miss Joey Bart?
No.
Is he just okay?
Yeah, we had a text come in, Goo. Joey Bart is the face of the Pirates.
He was good last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I did a dive the other day because I was like, I saw him. Like, the TV was on at a restaurant or something. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Joey Bart. I wonder how he's doing this year. He's not good again.
Yeah. Oh.
So, whatever. I mean, that deal didn't work out well. The guy Farhan did sign, we haven't even seen him. Tom Murphy was supposed to be that, you know, power-hitting catcher. He's, like, basically never played. So, I mean, it's tough. There's not a lot of good ones out there. You'll see one this weekend. Yeah. His name's Will Smith.
No doubt about it.
He's still leading the NL in batting average?
Dude, that is special. Steady Freddy, man.
And he's like their fourth best hitter.
He'll come through clutch. You're right.
Even their backup is a prospect. Like, Dalton Rushing is supposed to be really good. He just isn't going to play because Will Smith is there.
Wow. Will Smith really ticks me off because when you get that lineup and you get Shohei and Freddy and Betts and then you get through it and you're like, okay, who's next?
It's
like,
Wheel.
Oh, great. It's the National League's leading hitter.
And then you got Teoscar Hernandez after that.
And then you
got Andy Páez, who almost has 20 home runs.
And then finally,
at the end of the order, you have not Ha-Seong, but Hi-Seong Kim.
How superstitious.
Who, by the way, I think is in above 300.
Yeah.
I'm digging when Conforto's going to be up, though.
Look at you.
Michael Conforto revenge game. He's hitting worse than Patrick Bailey.
Be careful what you ask for.
It's hard to do.
Careful what you ask
How
for.
How superstitious are you guys? Series. Do you like that they've lost six in a row or you hate it?
Coming into this series. Yeah. It feels so good.
I don't like it.
I mean, it's probably not going to be a 9-game losing streak if that's what you're asking. So I get it, but I never don't like it when the Dodgers lose.
Every time they lose, I celebrate, Gary.
Okay,
Every time they lose, an angel gets its wings.
Wow.
They scored
10 runs in their last six games. Come on, keep it up, Logan.
Sounds like the Giants. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, it's time for What's Bugging You. You see the gopher mounds, but the real damage, it's happening below the surface. Gophers and moles can tear up your property quickly, but quietly. ATCO Pest Control offers effective removal and proven prevention to stop the digging before it gets worse. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any gopher or mold treatment this month. Check ATCOPestControl.com today. All right, what's bugging you guys?
What's bugging me is sore losers.
Oh.
And I've circled the world's number one women's tennis player, Aryna Sabalenka, who lost in the semifinals of Wimbledon earlier this week. She got upset by the 13th seed, an American, Amanda Anisimova, in the Wimbledon semifinals. There was a point in the third set, the decisive set, late in the match, where one of Amanda's shots clipped off the net and then dropped in for a winner.
Okay.
And normally, the general tennis etiquette, right, is like whenever you get like a lucky break when the ball hits the net, you generally like put up your hand like, I won the point, but like I got a little bit of luck there, right? She didn't put up her hand. It was a big point. She was caught up in her emotions. It helped her win the match versus the number one ranked player in the world. And afterwards, Aryna Sabalenka, the number one player in the world, says, "You're not going to come out and say you're sorry? That's just bad sportsmanship." And this comes after, in the French Open final, when she lost to Coco Gauff, she essentially said, "Coco won not because she played good, but because I made a bunch of mistakes." What's bugging me is sore losers, and as the number one player in the world, you should be able to take a loss better than that.
Tell me how you really feel.
Match, she was right.
She did, but you don't say the only reason I lost. I lost is because I sucked. Credit your opponent.
I mean, the Williams sisters kind of did that their entire career. And they're not wrong.
Sabalenka is not on that level.
Serena's the best player of all time.
But grace, though, and dignity is what he's saying.
Yeah, but if she lost, she was always in the press conference being like, "I did this wrong and I did that wrong."
Or maybe even going after the refs one time or two. All right, for me, it's funny we're talking about faces of franchises because it's the face of the Mariners who's bugging me.
Uh-oh.
It's Julio Rodriguez. And not just because they blew a no-hitter yesterday and cost some people in this room perhaps some money.
My neighbor.
Yeah. They were up 5-0. Brian Wu was throwing a no-hitter to Yankee Stadium. They end up losing on a walk-off 6-5. It's because he pulled out of the All-Star game. Now, I know that every player has the right to do what they want during their break, and Rodriguez posted on Instagram, "I want to get right for the second half, get healthy, get some rest." But I don't know. It's just bugging me. Like, if you're the face of your franchise, you should represent your franchise in the All-Star game. And he's not starting. He's probably going to get one pinch hit at bat. He's not doing the home run derby. He probably just wants to avoid all the media stuff that he has to do. And to me, that's like when you're selected as an All-Star, I think you should show up and represent your franchise. So I realize that it might come off as a little strange, but like your peers voted you an All-Star. They think you're one of the best players in Major League Baseball. Show up to Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And do it. So Julio Rodriguez kind of bugging me.
Wow.
Frankly, I'm a little more offended he's an All-Star in the first place.
Well, too bad. There you go, dude.
Well, you almost got me. When you said face of the Seattle Mariners, I'm like, what did Cal Raleigh do? I'm like, what did he do?
I forgot.
Big dumper.
Rodriguez. Yeah.
Here, I kind of have, I had one that I was going to do.
Okay.
And you know what I was going to do?
No, we don't.
But now I have to change it because today is here. But the one that I was going to do, I need a little bit of Southern hospitality to come to the Bay Area.
Okay. I think I can help you.
Y'all have dogs? Anybody here have a dog?
Not currently.
Okay. It's a little bit less the case when you're driving, but I'm big on like, dude, give me the head nod. If I let you go, give me the wave or give me the head nod. Just give me the something. But it's even worse. There's only a few of them in my neighborhood when we're walking the dog. When you walk by someone else who's walking the dog And it's either a head nod or a good morning, a good evening.
Acknowledgement.
How you doing? There's like three or four of the ones, because you see the same people running in circles all day, that just deadpan fish. I'm like, what's the matter with you? Yeah. And I feel like that would never happen if we lived in like North Carolina or something like that. But then I was walking to work today and I saw somebody wearing a Dodger jersey and he's clearly going to the game tonight. And I'm like, never mind. Forget the dog thing. I can't stand Dodger fans.
I saw two Dodger hats on BART today.
I can't stand them. Nothing will make my shoulders get tighter than Dodger fans. And I can't stand it when they're here and they're out and they're going to be out and about tonight. I don't want anybody getting into a fight. But these people and their snootiness and thinking that Dodger dogs taste good or whatever they do with their life, I get bugged by their existence. Dodger fan. Awful human beings.
Wow, man.
If you know one and they're not related to you, get rid of them.
Wow.
That's it.
Tell us how you really feel.
A little Southern hospitality. So right. Right there.
I'll wrap this up.
If they have
up.
A dog, I'll acknowledge them. If they don't, they're out.
I got it. I got it. Unless you're wearing blue. I got it. Listen, you I'm are. Bugging me. I've had a great life. I got people that love me, great family, great coworkers, and this is a me problem, and it's bugging me. And I have become the invite police. And Willard's about to get married. Bonte's day's coming. Steiny had his daughter, lovely daughter, get married. And there's a part of my day that just talks to myself, and I'm trying to keep up. Nobody knows I'm doing it. Who at the stations got invited? I may not make it, but it's the thought that counts. And I hate that I have this component to my personality, because Willard, I'm looking at you. Nothing in the mail yet, but I know you're having a salt lake ceremony.
This is about to boomerang on your head.
I don't know
like
what's going on with Bonte. And I know Steiny didn't send me an invite, Evan Grandy, and I wasn't part of it. I get it. But as I was driving, I'm like, he could have just said, hey, Goo, just... I'm not going to make it, but come by. And I just hate that it's bugging me that I have become the invite police.
Can I at least just speak for my portion?
Yeah, no doubt.
Grandy, did you get invited?
No.
Evan, did you get invited?
No.
Lucas, did you get invited? Okay, Ken, did you get invited?
Ken invited me and Shasky invited me to LJ's party last year. It meant a lot.
Family reunion and July 4th picnic over the weekend. My aunt looked at me and goes, I didn't even know you were getting married.
All right, there it is.
I said, do you know who else is not invited to the wedding? Everybody here. You're all not invited.
Hey, I feel better, Will.
But this is really going to get you. This is going
to
get you.
Because
you know this, and no one else knows this. You kind of were invited.
Oh, Rob.
And you kind of turned it down.
I remember this.
You kind of turned it down. And
hey,
you were the only one.
Hey, let's start.
You were the
only
one.
You, wow.
You were the only one
that
who was
night
invited
that
to
this.
If I could turn red, Evan, I'm turning red right now.
You turned it down.
You got me.
So.
You got me.
Yeah, we are going to be a family affair pretty much.
Christy
only.
Just texted. I got it. Right. Yeah, you guys checked me.
Sweetheart, I got
headed
you.
The other
because
way.
That's right.
But what does that say about my personality, though? As I get older, invites mean more. Well, I might not even show up.
That's a question you should probably be laying on a couch
why
for.
Why am I hurt when I'm not invited?
Go
like,
on,
that's a
go.
Me problem.
You got
I gotta,
FOMO.
Yeah, what is
it?
Fear of missing out.
I don't do this often, but I am going to stick it for Steiny. He invited us over the weekend to like two different things. He just didn't invite you to the ceremony of his
when you
daughter.
Do it 2 hours on the same day before the thing's about to pop off, that's not as... Is ritzy as, hey,
did you need it
4 days from now, my house.
Did you need it in an envelope?
Nah, I'm just saying, man. Thank you, Ken Luttrell, for inviting me. I went out to Arena de Lafayette.
It wasn't
his
wedding.
Up. It don't matter.
It was a house party.
I showed up because it was like, I said, I bet people think I'm not coming. Not that I'm anybody, but the invites are doing something to me these days.
You're late as hell.
But Will, you're right. And back in the day, we used to say, you're molded. I am molded right now.
The 2023 Super Bowl is on line one, too.
I showed up to
that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, boy.
I love you,
I feel better.
You invited me to the ball game tonight.
I did.
Accepted.
I can't wait, man.
We may not have a ticket.
Okay, but why are you wearing that? please tell me you're changing.
Oh my God, somebody else typed it. It might have been you. They go, why are you wearing your paraphernalia to the Giants?
No, wear blue.
Are you wearing that to the game?
I go, dude, I'm 50.
But you're wearing blue to a Giant Dodger game.
I didn't even think of that part.
No,
of it.
It's not the Warriors.
You don't have to be wearing Giant stuff. Just don't wear blue.
It's the home team.
No, but as the cameras pan across the stadium, you're going to look like a Dodger fan. Like,
maybe that's why they typed that this morning.
That's why.
I'm like, on Monday morning, she's going to be like, there's blue everywhere. Guru's going to be like, it's Warriors
fans. I'm going to give you a three for your Shasky.
Yeah, like, no, you're going to be that kid.
Shout out Shasky. Invited me to LJ's birthday party. I'll never forget it.
Change the subject.
I'll never forget it.
I'm inviting you to change your clothes right now, okay?
I got to go get something.
I got to pull over in the car. It's gray. Right. It's neutral. Oh, I'll give it to you if you change.
Yeah, just like your wedding, he's probably going to decline.
Hey, that hurt.
You got an extra blue jacket out there.
There we go. Multiple
layers of blue.
All right. Well,
I'd rather you go shirtless out there in the stands.
It's been messy
enough.
Shout
out, Steph. When's his day, dude? It's coming.
His wedding day?
No, his fan appreciation day for the Giants.
Oh, he's getting the bobblehead.
The bobblehead. Saturday, sometime.
Hey, what is real quick before you
Scotty's not here.
Y'all can stay as long as you want. No, what'd you make of the two press conferences out of Tahoe yesterday? Steph made it sound like Al Horford was already signed. I don't know if that was
Evan did it great, a slip or
not. And Seth Curry said, my brother's trying to get me to sign here. What'd you make of this? Yeah.
We need shooting.
Sure, we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
He was stuck in Charlotte last year, I think.
And his percentages are there. Like, I'm
he led the NBA in percentages.
Career-wise, better shooter than Steph.
Yeah, but that lets you know numbers do lie. But I got you.
Not on the same volume.
Hey, but Willard, I wouldn't be mad or opposed
How
to
How old is he?
I was just going to say the same thing.
God. Younger than Steph.
Seth Curry is 30, but he's 34.
He'll fit right in.
Well, and I think that's also minimum salary age.
That'll bring down their average age.
Yeah. Well, Horford's going to shoot that dick through the roof.
You know what? Come on down.
Yeah, when you're 34 and you've never won, that's vet min time.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. And you're happy.
Yeah. And the family could all come watch the games.
That'd be awesome, man.
They can do pressers together.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Just, you know what? Yeah. Let's get the Currys together for, I don't know, just a... Like, Steph Curry, Horford.
Why am I sensing the sarcasm?
Bring Damian Lee back.
You know what? Go get LeBron.
And Lillard.
Do you think there's something to that with LeBron?
Which, LeBron?
Yeah. Ramona Shelbourne had the little story.
Oh, the Warriors.
Well, he's going to be out after next season.
No, I know for sure that the Warriors.
Could it work if he were to come here? Would you give up on Jimmy?
Just for that, reason alone, no. Okay. I don't want him to leave. No, I know the Warriors poked around about it.
All right.
And I don't know yet if it's off the table yet or not.
Boy, that would shake the earth.
Translate this silence however we want.
Oh, it's real.
But like something's gonna happen.
Man,
I mean, they poked around as recently as like a week ago, two weeks ago.
Luka texts me, but LeBron has it. LeBron's the type of dude, new teammate.
He's well, upset.
Luka and Ayton share the same agent. Mm. That's part of it too. Like,
but normally
Bill Duffy's
you text your new guy,
year.
Though. You know, welcome to this.
But LeBron can't be upset. He opted in. You accepted coming back.
Business. LeBron can absolutely be upset.
Opt out and go sign somewhere else.
I'm not saying it's justified. I'm just saying that's how. Mm. I mean, if you're the best in the world at something, and they start moving, I don't think that. That note they put out to the public,
dude,
didn't sound happy about things.
Oh, he's definitely mad. Oh, man. You opted in to return to this.
Yeah. They're choosing the younger guy. We get it.
This is the last play he's got left. I mean, he can opt in and make their life hell for as long as he's on the team.
Mm.
So, I don't know. All right, fellas. Well, Goo and I got a date with the
Dodgers
and Giants.
And you guys got who coming up? Somebody quick.
Hunter Pence, right?
Hunter Pence. There
Hunter Pence is on the show. We got a bunch of stuff coming on the show. We got Trev Chirps coming up on the show. You even know who that is?
I'm going to say no.
That's the Bay
Next
Area's
Warriors,
best heckler. Professional, not kidding.
Come on.
Professional heckler. He's come on the show before.
Is that the guy Jackson Merrill was talking about?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And he will be in the building.
I can't wait.
He will be in the building Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Debuting some new chirps.
New
nice.
Material.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Coming up this weekend.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get out of here then and hand it off to Mark Willard and Mark Grandy in for Dan Dibley on 95.7 The Game.
Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.